I was the only one in the gym. This was usually the case, as I liked to get my workouts done in between the early hours of the morning. A short window where I find myself at my most energetic levels. As I ran on the treadmill, I watched a repeat of the evening news playing on the corner television. The presenters were talking about a local woman who had been found dead the previous day. She was discovered with two puncture wounds to the neck and was drained of all her blood. Authorities suspected it had been some sort of wild animal, but they weren't ruling out the possibility of homicide. I thought it was surprising that they hadn't even thrown out the word vampire yet. However, such a suggestion would probably have been condemned as a distressful joke. I remember thinking I have to be more careful out there. The rattle on the gym's window startled me. I snapped my head and found a young man knocking on the glass. He carried a duffel bag on his shoulder and was well built, attractive even. My frightened expression didn't indicate any trace of this thought. The man held up his swipe card for the late night access to the gym and began to project a muffled voice. "Hi, sorry to interrupt your workout. My card seems to be glitching out on me and I can't get in." He pointed towards the door. "Would you be so kind?" From what I could see, it seemed to be a legitimate membership. The card system had just been introduced and was already infamous for consistently stuffing up. Luckily, I avoided such a problem entirely. I had been fortunate enough to receive my own set of backup keys after being with the business for so long. He flashed me a pleading look. I wasn't used to having company at this time. Perhaps it was this thought that made me realize how isolated I had made myself recently. A taste of socializing could be good for me. I gave him a small nod as I switched off the treadmill and sauntered towards the door. The man was very appreciative as he entered the reception and introduced himself as Sam. I shook his hand whilst he mentioned he wouldn't have been surprised if I had declined his request. After all, he was a strange man roaming the world at night. He reasoned this as being the rest of the bad insomnia. Sam thanked me once more before heading towards the weights. I returned to the treadmill with the intention of completing my cardio. That was when I noticed something odd about him. Sam had produced a large water bottle from his bag, one of those giant cylinders that could easily hold 2 liters. Yet, this bottle was not filled with water. Inside its plastic walls, it swirled a mysterious red liquid, a very dark shade. It looked like blood. Sam took a large sip. Possibilities raced through my mind. I technically had just invited this man inside, and now he appeared to be drinking a blood-like substance. Was he a vampire? I thought. It wasn't the only potential answer. He could just be a messed up human who liked to drink blood. Logically, it was probably just some disgusting protein shake. Albeit, I had to find out the truth. Sam had put on a pair of AirPods and was focused on using the bench press. The ball now sat behind him on the floor. It was out of his field of view. It would be a huge risk to venture right behind him. But now was as good a time as ever. I stopped the treadmill once more and began to stride across the carpet. I was careful not to trip on any of the stray dumbbells as I passed the mirrored walls. Sam raised the bar from another rep, letting out an almighty huff as he did so. I hoped he had a few more to go. I crouched behind him as I reached out for the bottle. Sam exhaled again, another rep complete. I slowly unscrewed the lid and brought the bowl's opening to my nose. I inhaled deeply. Yuck! Beetroot. The liquid stank of beetroot. I absolutely despised the food. I gagged as I put down the blended mix of vegetables. It was absolutely vile and stung the senses. I coughed and sputtered about the place. As I regained my composure, I noticed how quiet the gym was. A haunting realization dawned upon me. Sam had stopped huffing. I gingerly raised my eyes upwards and found him staring straight at me. He must have heard me dry retch. "What the hell are you doing?" he asked. I froze. I didn't know how to explain myself. The words were all trapped in my throat. He looked at my expression and began to smile. A deep chuckle escaped his chest. "It's alright, I'm playing. I know that dream looks a little bit suspicious. You're not the first person wanting to know what I'm sipping on." Sam gently took the drink from my hand and took a large swig. I giggled nervously, still uncertain what to say. "It's beetroot, celery, coconut water, and a sprinkle of garlic for an extra twang." Sam reached the bowl back out towards me. "You want some?" I blindly declined, knowing that the disgusting cocktail would kill me. Amused at my disgust, he grinned once more. It quickly faded as he glanced over at the mirrored wall. He turned pale, paler than me. "Hey, where's your reflection?" Shit, I knew I shouldn't have ventured to the side of the gym. I guess it's easy to forget the mirror rule. Typically, I try to avoid reflections, and therefore, the weight section is a no-go. Even letting him shake my cold hand earlier was a risk. It's just that it gets so lonely. The potential of there being another vampire in town had made me too curious. Now the bat was truly out of the coffin. I could have easily transformed him, but you're not necessarily on the friendliest of terms. After you drain someone of all their blood, then you're just two enemies competing for food. Unfortunately, Sam had to be a post-gym snack. It was my real shame though. He was a very good-looking man. As I revealed my fangs, I remembered the gym security cameras. I would have to find a way to remove the footage. Unlike last time, I would definitely dispose of the body and do a proper cleanup. After all, I had just told myself I had to be more careful out there.